Hi, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining. Today I'm going to be talking about an experiment with automatically creating software bills of materials for a project called Zephyr. So Zephyr is a free software real-time operating system for smaller devices. It uses CMake to manage its build infrastructure. So CMake will create the make files or ninja files that are actually used to build the sources. Zephyr also contains a custom tool called West, which is used to manage the build process, as well as actions like flashing the resulting binary onto a device. So my goal was to create a Zephyr bill of materials and to do it at build time. So to have that bill of materials be metadata about the files, the file hashes, the licenses for those files, and the relationships between those files to express which sources were built into which binaries. So that at the end of the day, you would have a bill of materials for the sources that were used as the inputs, and a bill of materials for the built artifacts that were the outputs. So my further objectives were to make this fully automated, so that it was something that wouldn't require human involvement beyond starting the process, something that didn't leverage external knowledge sources, so it only used what it could find in the Zephyr code base itself, to not rewrite any existing build systems, which for me was important because I didn't really, as someone new to Zephyr, I didn't know much about the build process going into it. And also I wanted to make it Zephyr agnostic. So since Zephyr is built on top of CMake, I wanted to build something that could leverage what CMake provides and be reusable outside of Zephyr. So the proof of concept that I built for this is kind of boring name of CMake SPDX. You can find it at the GitHub repo that I've included here. And what it does is it uses the SPDX format for the bill of materials format. So SPDX, you may have heard about already on some other talks today. It's a specification for communicating information about software and about software components. So its original use case was very focused on licenses and copyright information. Since then, it's expanding beyond that to cover security references, as well as in newer versions, looking at covering things like provenance, build details, that sort of thing. So what I wanted to do was to be able to create an SPDX file, leveraging information from CMake. And so looking at CMake, part of the interfaces it provides is a file-based API. And the way that this works in CMake is that before you run CMake, you create a directory at a well-known path that CMake defines, and you add a zero-byte query file in that directory. And then when you run CMake, when it sees that query file there, that triggers the file-based API to output in JSON format a lot of the build metadata about what CMake is doing. So what this looks like then is that the process is first you create that directory and that empty file to trigger CMake to output this metadata. You then run CMake with the normal process. So that creates the make files or the ninja files. You then run the Zephyr build just like you normally would, which runs the make files, compiles the sources and outputs the binaries from them. So all of that is the steps 2 and 3 are what a normal Zephyr build would look like. So then the CMake SPDX experiment, what that does is it then walks through, first it walks through the source code and it creates an SPDX document. And so this is something you could actually do without any of the CMake data, because what this is doing is it's just looking at the source files, it's looking at the file names, collecting file hashes, and then also looking inside each file for this particular tag, SPDX license identifier. This is something that a growing number of projects have started using, these SPDX short form IDs, to communicate license information on a per file basis. And Zephyr is one of the projects that's done that. So since they've included these IDs in each file, it becomes pretty trivial to be able to go in, when you're going through for each file, pull out those license identifiers and then include them in the bill of materials. So step 4 is something that you could do without CMake, but we're just looking at it file by file and gathering this information and then outputting it in SPDX format. So what we're then doing is then doing the same thing for the build artifacts, looking at the build directory, going through file by file and pulling out the same information. Then now where it gets interesting is looking at those CMake JSON responses that came out of the file-based APIs. So we parse what it calls its code model, which contains information about the different projects defined in CMake, the different targets that are associated with each build stage of those projects, and then the source directories and the build directories that are associated with each target. And based on that information, we can get a lot of interesting details about those relationships, about being able to say and then to specify in SPDX format which source files are built into which binary libraries, and which binary libraries are linked together to create the ultimate single binary at the end of the day that'll get flashed onto the device. As I said at the beginning, what you get out of this is first you get an SPDX document about the source files, and this includes information about each of the licenses that was detected, both on a per-file basis and then for the package as a whole. And then second, you get an SPDX document, which is the build artifacts. So this is the same thing on a package basis and then on a per-file basis. What were the file hashes, the file names, the corresponding licenses that were found for each file? And but the real benefit of using CMake as part of this is that then in that binary, in the build document, we can include this information about relationships, which is automatically gathered. So we can say that, so using the different SPDX identifiers that are created as part of the process, we can say that the libzephyr.a file was generated from this set of C files. And we can say that libzephyr.a, along with other files, is statically linked into zephyr.elf. And the benefit of doing this is that now we have all of this information about the chain of which sources were built into which binaries. We can map that to the exact hashes corresponding to each source file. And because we're doing this at build time, we can generate these documents kind of at the same time that we created the binaries. So now, if in the future we're looking at that binary and we want to know where it came from, we have all of that information with us, including the hashes for the particular source files, so that if the source is changed later on, we don't have to try to retroactively determine which version of the sources was used. We can just look at the bill of materials and tell. So a couple interesting findings that came out of this. One was that the CMake API data that it has on the targets, on their directories, it is helpful. It has a lot of information about C files getting compiled into the .a libraries, and then those .a files being linked into the ELF binaries. But the data is incomplete. There are some steps that the Zephyr build process goes through, some other build artifacts that are created that don't happen within the scope of what CMake itself kind of natively understands. And I myself, being still new to Zephyr, I don't know all of the details of how some of these build artifacts are created. So this shows some of the limits of being able to gather this information in a kind of project agnostic way. To an extent, you can do it just based on the build system like CMake, but to get a more detailed bill of materials, you may need to have more project-specific information. Another thing that came out of this was it was interesting to see some of the... although Zephyr has widely implemented those SPDX short form IDs, there are some cases where they've used that format with invalid license IDs, so with statements that aren't actually valid SPDX identifiers or... And also are not in SPDX's license ref format for custom IDs. So there's some ways building this bill of materials helped flesh out some places where those license identifiers may need to be updated in the source code itself. And then another thing is part of this kind of proof of concept, I also used GraphVs to create some visualizations of the different relationships between the CMake targets. And so that actually, I found, again, being new to Zephyr, that helped me to be able to get a more kind of intuitive sense of what the build process looks like, what the different stages in it are. So although this doesn't really have anything to do directly with SPDX or with the bill of materials, it's still kind of other interesting, useful data that you can pull out of CMake by going through this process. So the next steps for this, I created this originally as a separate project, that CMake SPDX repo that I pointed to. I'm in the process of contributing this to Zephyr, and it's under review right now. There's been a lot of back and forth on some areas for improvement for that, so I'm hoping to move that forward. Couple other things I'd like to extend it to do. One would be to optionally be able to auto-conclude binary licenses from the source IDs. So if we know that source file A is compiled into binary file B, and we know that source file A has an identifier that it's under, say, Apache 2, then it would be useful for CMake SPDX to optionally be able to go ahead and conclude, yes, that binary is also under Apache 2. So to fill out more of the information in that bill of materials. And there's some cleanup that I'm still working on for making it easier and more automated to handle the directories for the source files, as well as more gracefully handling license IDs that are invalid that it comes across. But I think some takeaways from this, the main thing is just, I think this demonstrates that software bill of materials can be created automatically and at build time. Sometimes it can be done without rewriting build systems and just leveraging interfaces or data that they natively provide to you. It can be done without utilizing external knowledge sources, and you can do it in a standardized SBOM format such as SPDX. And I think for anyone looking to do something like this for their project, I'd encourage them to, just like anything else, start small, improve it over time. You know, start creating it, generate an SPDX file with the information that you can easily obtain, and then over time start evolving it to add more details, add kind of additional metadata that you can pull out of it through other ways. So I've included in the file and in the slides that I'll share some links to some other resources for additional documentation. And with that, I just want to say thank you.